News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Nikki Whaley. An investigation is underway after fire crews found a body burning in a portable toilet. The incident happened Saturday morning at a residential construction site on North Horseshoe Road near St. Augustine. Investigators so far have not determined the age of the victim or the gender of the person or the cause of death. The St. Johns County Sheriff's Department says it's too early to say with certainty how the fire started. A man is dead after a shooting that happened last night on Lamping Road in the West Side. The victim is believed to be between 18 to 21 years old. No arrests have been made, and so far there's no word on a motive. Now, a man has been charged with attempted murder after an incident in Jacksonville. The JSO yesterday arrested 34-year-old Eric Bridges for allegedly beating a man in Moncrief and dragging him by a stolen van for two blocks last week on Pierce Street. The alleged victim's injuries are considered life-threatening. There's no word on a motive. That's Jacksonville.radio News.
Good morning, 295 going south. U.S. 17, a crash. The backup is moderate at 95 south at 8th Street, a crash. On the Fuller Warren Bridge, there's a broken-down car we're keeping an eye on at 10 East at Hammond Boulevard. Another accident there. Partly cloudy today and a high of 90. This evening will be mostly clear. 76 the low. Right now, 73 here at WBOB. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The Tallahassee Democrat reports that Florida State Senate Republicans may be open to some compromise on the issue of gun violence legislation. A new ABC News poll finds that about 83% of respondents were not so surprised by President Trump's conversation with the Ukrainian president. And an education battle over charter schools is heading for the Florida Supreme Court.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
President Trump has something that Nixon did not have. He has Fox News. Mm-hmm. He is an army of trolls. He has websites that will defend anything he says or does.
An army of trolls. He's got a website that will defend anything he does. I think there are people out there that pretty much defend everything and anything. I said not all. Okay. There are some that will do that.
There are those who will. You know, they're probably similar people on the left as well.
I agree with
you.
But
with respect to, you know, Fox News Channel, yeah, there are some of the hosts like Hannity who probably are going to back his friend Trump for anything. But, you know, Donald Trump has been at odds with Fox News ever since Megyn Kelly was there when he was running in 2016.
He doesn't like to be called that. I'm consistent on this. I like a lot of things the president has done, especially on the economy and immigration and other areas. Can he tone it down on some things? He probably could. I'm not going to disagree with that. But I look at his measures. I look at what he's done.
And the results.
And the results. That's what I mean, you know, it's kind of like saying, hey, listen, we've got a guy at work. You know, his hygiene needs to be a little bit better. I'm not insinuating anybody around here.
Who are you thinking about right now?
No. Okay. Or people, whatever. You know, they can kind of, their attitudes, but you know what? Yeah, you know, he doesn't really bother other people. He might a little bit. That's why but his productivity is up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, if he wants to go to some nerd Comic-Con or whatever, like some of us do, then as long as his productivity's up. Sometimes they care about that.
Sometimes that's what people look at, you know, the results, especially the employer who doesn't have to work with you every day. And the American people are the employer of the president.
5 minutes after 8 a.m., the three fastest hours anywhere in morning talk radio. It's always good to have you here. I really, really do enjoy, out of all the years I've been on radio as a reporter, probably it's more exciting than ever. As they always say, the next election's more important than the other one. We hear that every. But probably right now has been very exciting with Trump and with the Dems and impeachment inquiries and everything else that you may see out there. So Roger and myself come on every morning to represent what's going on out there on both sides. Excuse me, as we say, was it you report, we decide? Well, we decide, you can report, okay? In some cases, the way it is. But we give you both sides of the issues. You know where we stand, but it's always your opinion. We always love to hear your view at 831-0600 904-831-0600. And don't forget, after the morning show, you can catch our podcast for a few minutes. At Dean Extra, just go to WBOB.com. Democrats all throughout the weekend hyping up impeachment. As I said before, it's Christopher Cross. Gonna ride like the wind. All right? Oh, yeah, the wind's at their back. They believe that Ukraine, now they talk about other private conversations between the president and other leaders. We don't care about other leaders. We just care what he had with Russia. Maybe we can find a smoking gun there. But George Stephanopoulos was asking Congressman Adam Schiff, Democrat, who is leading one of the charges for impeachment, hey, you guys keep saying you've got the numbers there. You've got them on the issues. What's taking you so long for going down this road?
Why has there not been a full House vote authorizing these impeachment proceedings? That happened in the case of Richard Nixon. It happened in the case of Bill Clinton. It happened with Andrew Johnson.
Yeah.
Well, it's certainly not necessary as a matter of constitutional law that we have a vote.
It's not necessary for us to have a vote. Did you get that?
All that's necessary is that we conduct the impeachment inquiry in the manner that we're doing, that we, through the Judiciary Committee, and Chairman Nadler has already done this, declare themselves to be pursuing an impeachment inquiry. And
a lot of legalese talk going on right there. Yeah, if you got it, why do you need it? Just have the impeachment vote whatsoever. According to the Democrats over their weekend, Representative Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat from New York, says, hey, more Republicans, this question I ask you, I wonder if more Republicans are going to jump on the bandwagon impeachment. That's the question I like to ask you. He says, oh yeah, more Republicans. In fact, he says, we actually have bipartisan support for impeachment. Get a load of this.
What we do have, we know, is bipartisan support within the United States House of Representatives. At least one Republican is on record.
Wow, one Republican out of 195, that is bipartisan support, Roger.
Yeah, interesting Washington, D.C. math going on there. Maybe he's thinking more will join in.
That's what he says.
There are others who I believe will support us moving forward who haven't come public yet with their perspective. But it's bipartisan within the House of Representatives.
Wait. So one vote makes it bipartisan when it comes to this issue.
I will say this. I think as things currently stand, if the elections were held today, I believe the president would be reelected. I think the president needs to be very, very surgical with his tactics here. Republicans remain on his side. Democrats are struggling. If they nominate someone like Elizabeth Warren, you isolate a significant percentage of moderates. You isolate your business Democrats on Wall Street who've already stated, we will not vote for Elizabeth Warren. We'll support Donald Trump.
Here's a question. That was Shermichael Singleton on the McLaughlin Group. You're wrong. Remember that McLaughlin?
Yeah.
Hosted by Tom Rogan, whatever his name is. Here's the question I'd like to ask. If you are a Republican or a Democrat that you think that, you know, if the Republicans toned it down, I'm giving you some examples, hypotheticals, but I mean, some hypotheticals can be reality here. What if the Republicans did a little bit of moderation, what would guarantee a vote for them from you out there listening or for Trump? If Trump could change his, you say, and I agree with Trump, but if he just changed his view on this, I could support him.
So becoming more moderate on an issue.
Yes, more moderate issue.
Okay, not style.
Because I got questions to Republicans and Democrats here. To my Republican listeners out there, give me one or two issues if Trump moderated on, would you considerably think, you know what, I'm voting for Mark Sanford or someone in the Republican primary, or I may just stay home. I'm not voting for the Dems, but I just may stay home. What would be that issue? Now, the reason why I bring up this clip here about the business Democrats, we played this clip from CNBC earlier here about business Democrats not getting behind if Elizabeth Warren becomes the nominee.
These are people who work at the big banks. These people work in private equity and hedge funds on Wall Street in the finance community. And they really are kind of sounding the alarm bells here with Senator Elizabeth Warren. If they are planning, at least at this point, if she goes ahead and captures this nomination, they are saying that they are threatening to sit out the election and not help her with fundraising, or even go as far as potentially helping President Trump.
That's CNBC's finance reporter, Brian Short. So my question to Democrats, and let's go a little bit further. Let's say some of you that have met, it's kind of like UF. An FSU, a house divided.
Right.
Okay.
We've all seen the bumper stairs.
That's right. I've seen the mats out there. And I usually wipe my dirty feet on the side of the Gators one. So anyway, I kid with you on that one. Get it? I'm joking there. Okay. Anyway. I do like the, okay, Gators and Seminoles. Anyway, how many of y'all live in a house divided where the wife or husband, maybe both of the same party, but not as conservative as one of the other, or not as liberal as one of the other?
Right.
So my question to Democrats out there, we asked a question to Republicans. What issue do you think if Trump kind of wavered upon a little bit would really cause you to sit back and say, you know what, I might vote for somebody else in the primary, or I may vote for the Democrat, I may not vote at all. We have business Democrats that supported Obama, Biden, how do you like that one, 2008, 2012, and supported Hillary in 2016. My question is, Why wouldn't these same business Democrats support a liberal like Elizabeth Warren? I'd like to hear your view on this. At 831-0600. We're told that 30% of Democrats are pro-life. We're told that there's a good chunk of how many are North Florida Democrats are pro-gun, conservative issues. School choice, some Democrats are with Trump on the issue. Roger, when it comes to the issue of the border. So my question is, do you think Democrats would hold their nose and vote for Trump, or do you think they would just sit home and not vote, period?
Gosh, you know what? I think they would probably go and vote for him anyway, to be frank with you.
You know, Democrats didn't like Trump, but they don't like the way their party's going.
Gosh, you know what? I don't see people. I think there's going to be historic turnout again in this election coming up in 2020. People are going to go to the polls. I don't see them staying home under any circumstance. And I think that there are a lot of people who are on the left would probably change their views to line up with whatever their party's telling them this is what we're doing.
Here's liberal commentator Kristen Ball.
Needless to say, if you are thinking of backing the guy who orphans children at our border because your taxes might go up, you are probably not really a Democrat, or at least not a Democrat in any sense of what I would like that word to mean.
Yeah, she says because Trump's orphaning everybody. That's the whole point. Trump is orphaning everybody out there. So that's kind of an interesting question. 831-0600, 904-831-0600. The story that I've been sitting on for the last few days has actually garnered a little bit of attention. I was like, you know, maybe I'll cover this on Monday morning. Mattel has now announced that they plan to introduce a line of gender-neutral Barbie dolls. Now, I don't know if they're going to do one of Ken. By the way, I never had a Barb. I never had a doll. By the way,
gender-neutral, you probably can't tell the difference anyway.
By the way, my comic book collection are figures. They're not dolls. I have to tell that to some people. They think they're dolls. They're not dolls. They're worth a lot of money, by the way. But anyway, gender-neutral dolls. According to the senior vice president of Mattel's doll design, Kim Camone, she's announced that this new product line of toys, by the way, gender neutral, which are targeted at ages between 3 and 12. She says, we're targeting kids between ages of 3 and 12. It's the perfect time to deal with a child's crucial development when it comes to gender crisis. I didn't realize there was a gender crisis out there. She says, the toys are a reflection of our culture and the positive impact it will have on our culture.
We see this line as an opportunity for us to open up that dialogue around what dolls are for and who dolls are for. And also, as the world begins to celebrate the positive impact of inclusivity, we absolutely fundamentally believed it was time to launch a doll line free of labels and free of rules for kids.
Free of labels and free of rules for kids. Now, I keep asking the question, do you think they did some sort of survey, a test pattern out there to see if this would sell?
My suspicion is they did, but I think they probably listened to a lot of pressure from the LGBT activist groups.
Who, I mean, can I ask a question?
Probably harassing them.
If this is about sales, and yes, it should be about sales, would you not? I mean, I'm waiting for the Ken doll to come out with a Make America Great shirt and Make America Great hat again. Mm. I'm waiting for the Kanye West doll to come out and says Make America Great again. How many do you think would sell of those than of a transgender Barbie doll?
Oh, I believe people would buy those like hotcakes, to be frank with you. Now, whether Mattel would do that is another question. Probably
so
not.
So wait to finish hearing these clips, folks. Mattel put out this video promotion on Google or YouTube. Listen to pediatrician Karen Natterson, who supports young kids between the ages of 3 and 12 to be dealt with because there's a gender crisis out there on the issue of gender-neutral Barbie doll. She says it has a positive impact when it comes to social and gender.
A collection like this just knocks down every barrier to play. So it knocks down the gender barrier to play, which then has a social impact and a cultural impact and a parent-child dynamic impact.
Can I ask a question? Is Chewbacca transgender? Star Wars line? How about a Stormtrooper? Is a Stormtrooper male or female? Or is that transgender? I'm just kind of curious, you know. You want another clip?
I never thought that Chewbacca was female, so I'd say male.
All right. I'm just asking that. Okay. I'm not going to make any comments on it. Yeah. But anyway, hey, here, listen to this one. Here's cultural expert. What is a cultural expert, by the way? Roger's a cultural expert.
Someone who said they were.
Here's a cultural
expert. They self-identified
as this lady
expert.
Was actually on their promotion of a transgender Barbie dolls, promoting it. Jess Weiner says that children between the ages of 3 and 12, because, there's a gender crisis. I can't believe this. She says, quote, children are in need. They need to have a freedom of expression. No rules and no limits.
I think that we have hit a moment in time with a product of its time for children that are deeply in need of this kind of self-expression without rules and without labels.
No rules, no labels. So here's a question. 831-0600.
Daddy's little girl's a label, right?
Yeah, 904-831-0600. You want to have some real fun?
Mm-hmm.
If you, whether it's from the left or from the right or whatever, if you could get a new doll made by Mattel, Ken or Barbie, or what kind of doll would it be? What would you, like, I would put Kanye West and Make America Great Again.
Okay.
I bet you that would sell because it's different. What line would you come across? What line would you originate? What idea would you come with for Mattel? What kind of doll would you sell? How about the transgender doll of politicians?
Hmm.
I mean, technically, are not many of our elected officials transgender politically, Roger?
I think you've said that before.
I've said that before. Uh-huh. I mean, where they run as, they're cross-dressers. They run, some of you know, they run as a conservative, and then when they get into office, they're no more moderate than some of the Democrats out there. The Democrats, all support the Constitution, but they're politically transgender. They're a bunch of cross-dressers as well, and they get out there in support of the liberalism. It does happen on both sides. So if you could come up with a new doll that Mattel should make, what should it make? Charter school choice Barbie. How about that one? That's some of the emails I'm getting there. How about NRA Barbie? How about any of that? How about Ken kneeling down with Barbie at a church? Some of you have been emailing that. Yeah, you're not going to do that. It's too concerned. There's no crisis there. 831-0600. 831-0600. Transgender Barbie. More on the other side. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB.
95 South at 8th Street, there's a wreck on the Fuller Warren Bridge, a broken down car. 95 North at Phillips Highway, a crash has caused a lot of backup. And if you're at 10 East at Hammond Boulevard, there's an accident there.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow. My passion has always been to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. Radio has helped MyPillow become the amazing company that it is today. My employees and I want to thank you with some of the best discounts on my products ever. Just go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Here you will find deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillows are normally $89.99, but with your promo code, you can get them for just $29.99. And remember, all my pillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty.
Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and get deep discounts on all my pillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code WBOB or call 800-950-9024 for these great radio specials.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Things before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It was not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Hey, love you. Love you,
Daddy.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, October 5th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, October 5th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Farmers Market at the St. Augustine Premium Outlet Mall. And Saturday, October 5th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Today, partly cloudy and a high of 90. This evening, mostly clear. 76 the low right now. It's 73 at WBOB.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Florida's education commissioner says that in the next 10 years, every Florida school will have an armed teacher. Over the weekend, Democrats worked the talk shows to build up impeachment favorability. And a new ABC News poll finds that about 83% of respondents were not so surprised by President Trump's conversation with the Ukrainian president.
contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Oh, let's get to some calls. I've gotten emails from ladies going, how do you make a transgender doll? I don't want to get into it, but I mean, I kind of understand what they're asking.
This is what I think they're going to do.
Here comes the expert, Roger. Yes, I love this. Go ahead.
I saw a picture on the line. The transgender Barbie will have a short guy haircut. But facial features where you really can't tell one way or the other and, you know, kind of neutral.
All right, we're going to get some calls. By the way, here's a quick email from Julie. I love listening to Roger's expertise on dolls and transgenders. It was even funnier are his excuses. Oh, I looked at one online. Wow. Anyway, 831-0600. If you could come up with a doll idea, or it should be done by Mattel, what would that doll idea be? I don't care what side it is. I'd like to hear it. 831-0600. Let's go to Tony on line two. Hey, Tony, good morning.
Good morning. I just want to try to verify this, but I'm almost sure that Mattel makes plastic stocks for weapons such as rifles. I'm a Vietnam vet, and our stocks on the M16 were made by Mattel. Now, these people that are going for the they boycott everything, especially these transgender people. Are they willing to boycott Mattel now? Because are they willing to go after the manufacturer? But if they're making the stocks, then they're part of the manufacturing.
Hey, Tony, that's kind of an interesting take. Isn't technically, Roger, isn't like some of the plastic goods, aren't they made with oil-based products?
Yeah, petroleum is one of the ingredients in plastic. Yeah.
But the name Mattel are on these stocks, and they're made by Mattel.
I did not know that.
I wonder if it's the same Mattel or is it a different company with a similar name, maybe spelled slightly different. I'll have to look that up.
I don't know. I'll check that out.
I said I would like to see it verified, but I'm almost 100% sure.
Yeah. Well, Tony, I mean, you kind of open up an interesting can of worms. I mean, if you want to go after oil-based products, which is what they want to do, then what would you make the Barbie doll out of?
Well, this is true, too. I mean, everything you're saying is true. And there's just one more thing I'd like to bring up, and I'd like to say that I love talk radio. I listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you.
I love talk radio, but it's a lot of talk. I get a little frustrated because I feel like we're a bunch of firemen that show up at a house on fire, and all we're doing is discussing how we're going to put it out. And right now, this country, you might as well say, is almost like a house on fire, and we do a lot of talking. So,
okay, hold on. Now, Tony, that's a kind of an interesting – I mean, I always tell people – I'm like a typical male. I'm all talk. Get it? But having said that, I understand we're all talk. Give me an example where we could differentiate a little bit differently. I sound redundant, but go ahead.
I really don't know. I know that we're a house divided right now. If you look, there's two different ideals. You can see it just as plain as can be. And sooner or later, I believe it's going to come to fisticuffs. I hate to say it. Mm. I mean, I'm an old veteran, and I don't like to say it.
Sure.
But you have two ideals, and nobody's going to change. These people on the left are just getting worse, and the people on the right are going to, you know, stand their ground. And that's going to lead to fisticuffs sooner or later. I feel bad if Trump doesn't get elected. I believe we're in for a civil war. I really do believe it, because you have people that are out there that will take our guns, change us completely around, and there's an awful lot of us that don't want that.
All right. Tony, I'm glad you weighed in. All right, I'm going to go check that Mattel.
Yeah, I'm concerned like he is as well. I think we're too divided as a country.
You know, I really wonder that, and I've heard this from some people, and now, folks, I'm just telling viewers as a reporter, you see things, you kind of predict things, the outcome of certain elections. I'm not saying I'm a Nostradamus, well, actually I am, but I'm saying, Roger, you know, like, we're Nostradamus. I don't know if Trump's going to win or not. I didn't think he was going to win last time, just based on conviction. I'm the first one to admit it.
Yeah.
All right?
Same category.
No. Here's the thing. Yeah.
I have friends who actually accused me of not wanting him.
No, which is not true.
Just because I didn't think he was going to win.
But what I hear from people is that I wonder, for example, this has happened in the state of Israel, where the supporters of, we're not a big fan of the Arab community and what they're done, especially from the Gaza Strip and from Hamas and lobbying over missiles, Roger. But they feel they just give up some of their land, they will garner more peace. As I've said before, what the terrorists in many of those countries want is not peace. They want the other peace. They want more peace of the land. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Coming from Israel. And I wonder if the same attitude is also there where those will, like, you know, it's so divided to them. Maybe if we put up Uncle Joe or somebody, maybe the country will kind of, you know, maybe not, we're not going to heal together, but maybe we could put a Band-Aid on some of this and the healing can start process. That's the reason why I won't vote for Trump. I think there's some people out there that think that.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you what we've seen. I'm not saying you have to agree with it. I'm just telling you what has been talked about. And I wonder if that could happen. Let's go to Craig on line one. Hey, Craig, good morning.
Hey, Roger. Hey, Ed. How are y'all doing?
Good, man.
Hey, okay, so I have the dolls for, it'll be for the liberal Democrats. These things will sell like hotcakes for all of those individuals. But also, my one first comment would be that I'm really frustrated with the Republicans and with conservatives and with everybody out there. When all this goes on, somebody needs to be out there speaking for Trump, you know, not just Trump speaking for himself, but also this Mattel thing. They need to be out there boycotting this. If this, you know, hey, let's boycott Mattel. Let's boycott back, just like everybody boycotts our, you know, us. So, but here's the doll. They create four dolls. They're the squad, and they've got bionic karate chops. And when they do, they say impeach Trump.
Interesting.
The liberals will go crazy over that.
Hold on back. Do you support boycotting Mattel?
I think we should, or at least boycotting enough to as best you can, and not buy these dolls or encourage that, and maybe even not even buy Barbie dolls. There are knockoffs out there that people could buy that aren't Barbie dolls.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
yeah.
This is ridiculous. It's really, there is not a crisis of children who are out there born between 3 and 12 that are wanting to know if they're a girl or a boy.
I agree. I don't know any kids that are born between 3 and 12. That's kind of interesting. But anyway, I joke about that. But no, I don't think there's a gender crisis. That's what they're saying. I mean, can you imagine, focus me for a second, as a guy who's a reporter here, can you imagine if the NRA wanted to do, like the friends of the NRA, our good friend Ron Davis. Where the money goes to that women to be trained, to arm themselves in case something goes south, and for young kids, just as the training, and we did it from ages 12 to 17, man, this would be all over the media. What's going on here? But yet, why does the media ever focus that the claim by Mattel and their supporters are, well, there's a gender crisis between the ages of 3 to 12, so let's have gender-neutral Barbie. My question is, I would have done the whole story of 3 minutes to sit back and say, how are you selling this, and what is it you're telling the parents? Why don't they do one of those? Because it's pure hypocrisy. That's why. 831-0600 Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio AM 600 101.1 FM WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says, as an American, he has a right to meet his accuser. The president lashing out at Democrats over impeachment, writing on Twitter this morning, the so-called whistleblower represented a perfect conversation with a foreign leader in a totally inaccurate and fraudulent way. The NYPD mourning the loss of one of its own. A New York City police officer grappling with an armed man died early yesterday in the Bronx. Investigators say 33-year-old officer Brian Mulkeen was shot several times, possibly with his own gun. The 27-year-old suspect was also killed. Too early for the snow shovel, not across parts of the northern Rockies, blasted by a weekend storm. It spread lots of wind-driven snow across the region, bringing down power lines, making travel hazardous. Dow futures up 71. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Nikki Whaley. Jacksonville Fire Rescue had a very busy Saturday. Three fires broke out within only hours apart. The first call came in shortly after noon at a house fire on East Eve Street. Now, no one was at home at the time, and the fire mostly damaged the back portion of the home. The second call came in around 3:45 at an apartment complex in the Arlington area on Burt Road, and the Red Cross is assisting the folks impacted in four units. The third fire was called in 15 minutes later at 4 at the JEA Commonwealth Service Center on Commonwealth Avenue. Three people were killed in a plane crash in Volusia County. The twin-engine Cessna crashed yesterday afternoon into land off of SR 44 near South Grand Avenue. No word on the cause of the crash, and those who have been killed have not been identified. They were all adults. FAA records show that the plane belongs to a man in Texas. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
I-95 South 8th Street, there's a wreck there causing moderate backup. 95 North at Phillips Highway, another crash there. And if you're at 10 East at Hammond Boulevard, a wreck. And just got word the Shands Bridge is back open after a concrete truck flipped over on its side there in St. Johns County. Partly cloudy today, a high of 90, mostly clear this evening. 76 the low right now, it's 73 here at WBOB. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Over the weekend, Democrats worked the talk shows to build up impeachment favorability. A new ABC News poll finds that about 83% of respondents were not so surprised by President Trump's conversation with the Ukrainian president. And Florida's education commissioner says that in the next 10 years, every Florida school will have an armed teacher.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Audio recorded inside a meeting where Florida Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran made surprising statements about arming teachers in Florida public schools.
In short, Corcoran said he believes teachers should be armed, and he made this prediction.
In 10 years, every single school in the entire state of Florida will have guardian teachers.
Hey, 33 minutes after 8 a.m. Good morning. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB, Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran says, hey, in the next 10 years, every classroom's going to have somebody carrying a gun inside, like the teacher out there. And then he says we probably won't need any more resource officers. I don't know if I'd go along with that. I think we always need to have a first line of defense, which would be resource officers when it comes to that issue. Of course, the teachers union say it's a stupid idea.
It's a terrible idea. Period, full stop. But it saddened me because it showed absolutely no understanding that children and parents and educators all want and need schools to be safe sanctuaries for teaching and learning.
That's American Federation Teachers Union President Randy Weingarten. She goes, you know what? With Corcoran and the rest of these guys trying to put up arming teachers down the road, we don't want to turn our schools into a, quote, fortress.
Not armed fortresses.
There you go. 831-0600, 904-831-0600. I like talking about trends that aren't normally reported by the media. Here's another story that we've gotten a hold of. Remember in the month, now wait, tomorrow is October the 1st, right? Today's the 30th, right?
Yeah, yeah.
30 days. That's, okay, so
wow,
tomorrow's
yeah,
October
you're
1st.
Right.
So remember what happened in the month of August. We reported the story a couple weeks back where after the shootings in Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas, you had mass shootings that took place. The National Check Instant Background Check System by the government says that the second time in a row they've seen an August record. The first time was August of 2016, the presidential election, where 15% surge of gun sales and people getting concealed gun weapons permits, okay? And by the way, in the state of Florida, guess who's one of the biggest groups that is making that up for a concealed weapons permit that's buying guns? Females, according to the Florida Department of Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Freed. And the reason why we brought this up, because gun sales are surging right now. Listen to this story from WINK out of South Florida.
Of men and especially women. The Department of Agriculture says it's seeing a sharp rise in applications for concealed carry licenses.
The Florida Department of Agriculture says in 2014, nearly 288,000 women had concealed carry permits. 4 years later, that number nearly doubled.
The numbers have doubled among women over the last 4 years. And in fact, when you look at the studies, and even CNN, I've got the documentation as always. We got an article coming out this week in FloridaDaily.com. That every time since Newtown, San Bernardino, and the Pulse nightclub shooting, every time there's been a mass shooting, gun sales have gone through the roof and background and concealed weapon permits. because people want to take care of themselves.
Exactly.
Because it's unfortunately, and you're not blaming the police. Not everybody can be there. I'm telling you, the Walmart security certainly is going to come around that quick.
Exactly. And here's the thing. It's going to throw the Democratic political pundits, you know, send them into a tailspin trying to figure out who is whom. Because if you have more women now supporting Second Amendment rights, that changes a lot of things politically.
Listen to Dawn Eisenhower. She's a business owner. She says, heck yeah, I'm getting a permit. She goes, I can't rely on anybody else to take care of me.
My girls were getting, you know, older. I'm a business owner. I really felt the need to be able to protect the women closest to me and myself. I don't want to have to depend on someone else to protect me in a situation.
And so there you go. 831-0600, 904-831-0600. The email address, ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com.
The school reform movement. Democrats, including many of the 2020 presidential hopefuls, are closing ranks against alternatives to conventional public schools.
Paul Gio from the Wall Street Journal. It's a big story coming out this morning that about 9 county school districts. One includes Orange County, Volusia County, Alachua County. Most of them are liberal, but they plan to sue the state because of House Bill, House Bill? 7069, I guess it was. 769, where a couple of years ago, what took place was that it offered, quote, schools of hope. And it would dictate and authorize the state of Florida to make sure that additional money went to charter schools where children have been served by low-performing traditional public schools. The public school districts are taking the education commissioner to court and the state because they say that Tallahassee has no business, according to Florida Constitution, getting involved on approving charter schools. Now, follow me, folks.
Interesting.
On approving charter schools and going down the road of how much money should be given to charter schools. Now, the argument is by the school boards out there. They say that they have too much power in Tallahassee. The Republicans are dictating too much, and they're violating the Florida Constitution when it comes to local operation of schools. The school districts have said that the Republicans' education laws are improperly infringing on the rights of school boards to operate their own districts. So my question to you is at 831-0600, when it comes to school choice, when it comes to approving local charter schools in your local area, approving them and funding, should this be done through the local school boards that you've elected? Or should this be done through elected officials through Tallahassee that you may have helped elected?
Mm-hmm.
Who should have the final say on what, on what charter schools should be approved and what charter schools should not be approved and what funding should take place?
And what's so interesting about this is that the school districts, who we're assuming are left-leaning, who want to have control over the charter schools in their districts, they're using as a basis a traditional conservative argument before the courts.
That's exactly correct.
Putting voucher programs and charters.
Good point.
The charter school movement started as a bipartisan movement. Democrats supported it. Barack Obama supported it. Bill Clinton supported it. What's happened to turn so many Democrats against it?
Yeah, what has changed the Democrats that did originally were on the bandwagon of supporting charter schools here in Florida? By the way, that's Paul Gio from the Wall Street Journal. They originally were supporting charter schools in Florida. Now they're all against them. What do you think? 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Here's the other question. Do you believe, can't believe people have been silent. People want to talk more about transgender Barbies this morning, and I get that, all right, because it's a different issue. But on the issue of charter schools, Roger's correct. Democrats are using a conservative argument about local control. My question to you is, charter schools, if they are to be approved, should lawmakers, Tallahassee, the Republicans that run Tallahassee right now, should they have the final say, the education commissioner, or should it be left to your local school district that could be Democrats or Republicans? Which one should have the more say? Question number two, when it comes to money being doled out to the charter schools, should Tallahassee have more of a say on how much charter schools should get, or should it be the local school board? Give me the pros and cons of this story. Love to hear your view. 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Also, transgender Barbies making big news out there. If you could come up with a Barbie doll idea, What would it be?
Here's what I'm curious about, Ed. You know, obviously, at the end of the day, you know, Barbie dolls are not cheap. They're like $40, $50 per doll, if I'm not mistaken. Man,
Roger, how do you know all about these dolls? You looked it up on the internet, right?
No, I've got them. I'm a parent, you know. And
Your kids are in college.
They were.
Okay, go ahead.
But at the end of the day, the parent probably is going to be the one to buy it. Would you, if your son asked you, Mom, I'd like you to get me a transgender Barbie for my birthday, would you buy it for him?
Well, hold on. What are we skipping there? What would be your response? Let's just play hypothetical.
Okay.
If your son or daughter goes, I want a transgender Barbie, what would your response be?
I would say no.
You would just tell them no. You wouldn't ask them a question?
And it would lead to a very long ongoing issue that I would be concerned about.
I would sit back. The first thing comes to my mind is not no. First thing comes, why?
Why, yeah.
What do you want, a transgender Barbie?
Or if your son just wanted a regular Barbie, would you give it to him or would you get him a G.I. Joe instead?
Let me tell you, here's another. Some of you give me some good ideas. I'd have a Colin Kaepernick Barbie doll wearing Make America Great Again while he's kneeling down on one knee before President Trump. Some of you have been saying that. I love these ideas. I got a whole host of ideas. Come on, folks. Let's have a little fun here. Give me a doll idea from the left or from the right. Because Mattel says there's a gender crisis out there. Oh, I played the clips. Mattel says there's a gender crisis out there, and that's the reason why they're going down the road of having a, quote, transgender Barbie. Here's the Mattel Senior Vice President, Kim Kimoni.
We see this line as an opportunity for us to open up that dialogue around what dolls are for and who dolls are for. And also, as the world begins to celebrate the positive impact of inclusivity, we absolutely fundamentally believed it was time to launch a doll line free of labels and free of rules.
Roger, I just can't believe they did a test. I mean, I know many companies do test market. I just want to know, they're doing this politically because there's probably enough sales out there. They're not going to get hit by this. So that's why they can put it up there. Would you agree?
I don't know. I've been hearing their trends away from getting Barbie dolls in the first place. Parents just aren't getting them anymore. So this may be kind of like a last ditch effort to open up a new market. Maybe that's it.
Here's one of these cultural experts that was on this promotion of the transgender Barbie, Jess Weiner.
I think that we have hit a moment in time with a product of its time for children that are deeply in need of this kind of self-expression without rules and without labels.
There is a deep need to express themselves. And she's a culture expert that supports these transgender Barbie dolls out there. And Barbie is targeting the ages of 3 to 12. They say that the perfect time to look at a child's crucial development with a existential gender crisis. Really? Where's this gender crisis going on out here? This is manufactured, by the way. 831-0600-904-831. What does this say about our culture, transgender Barbie? Or is this a fad? You think nobody cares about this? And by the way, why are more men calling up on this issue this morning than the women?
I cannot see any parent, at least not very many, going to the store to order, you know, I'd like to get my child a transgender Barbie. I just don't see it happening, not at least in the high numbers.
This is what Mattel said. Through research, quote, we heard that kids don't want their toys dictated by gender norms. I mean, come on, folks. Are you mean to tell me the latest Star Wars movie that's come out? Hey, Mom or Dad, is Chewbacca a boy or a girl? I'm sure that may a trans. Hey, can you lift that helmet up or whatever when it comes to that stormtrooper out there? Well, I got to know. It's trying to go after the rebellion, Obi-Wan. But is it really a male or female? Who cares? But somehow this is a big issue. I'd like to hear your views on this one. Give me a new Mattel Barbie doll idea, which would be great. 831 Confederate Barbie. Oh, boy. Where did that one come from? 831-0600-904. I mean, if you wanted to have inclusivity out there, why not have them all, right, Raj?
Yeah.
831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
At I-95 at 8th Street, two separate accidents, one going north, the other going south. There is backup at 95 North at Phillips Highway, another crash, and 10 East at Hammond Boulevard. We're looking at a wreck there as well this morning.
Tax problems can be extremely stressful and cause financial devastation. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville to be your personal advocate and resolve your IRS or state sales tax issues. J. David Tax Law focuses on your needs and case outcomes. Don't be fooled by out-of-town tax companies that focus only on signing you up without even working with an attorney. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. If
you have federal or state sales tax debt, payroll taxes, bank levies, wage garnishments, tax liens, or unfiled returns, have a sit down with J. David Tax Law and get the help you need. Never trust your tax situation to anyone you can't walk in and look in the eye. Call J. David Tax Law for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or a phone call away.
The Everglades. Previously stretching from Kissimmee to the Florida Keys. Home to thousands of species of plants and animals. And an ecosystem found nowhere else on Earth. Is half its original size and starved of water. To learn more and to help restore America's Everglades, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Partly cloudy today and a high of 90. This evening will be mostly clear with a low of 76. Right now it's 73 at WBOB.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new ABC News poll finds that about 83% of respondents were not so surprised by President Trump's conversation with the Ukrainian president. Florida's education commissioner says in the next 10 years, every Florida school will have an armed teacher. And over the weekend, Democrats worked the talk shows to build up impeachment favorability.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Here's an email from Larry. Ed, I Googled stocks for AR-15s. No mention of Mattel. Thanks, brother. So there we go. We just had a caller. Just wanted to know if that was the case. And, you know, we tried to find out the news, and that was not the case. A lot of emails, funny emails to get to, but let's take some calls at 831-0600. Let's go to Dana. Hey, Daniel, good morning.
Good morning. Very briefly, when it comes to charter schools, I am opposed to any public tax dollar money going to charter schools. If people want to choose to put their children in a charter school, a parochial school, a whatever school, they must pay for that. Not me, not you, not all the people of Florida. That's how I feel about it.
Okay, why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because it's public money. And I don't have any say over that.
It's your money. Why shouldn't you have a say over it?
Because I should have a say over it, and that's what I'm speaking up for. I'm speaking my say.
Okay.
No money to charter schools, parochial schools, any kind of school but the public school, the state, the city, the county.
All right, could not the argument be made, if it's part of a, quote, privatization or whatever, should all government services not be farmed out to private companies? Should we just keep them all within the government sector?
Hey, let's not mix apples and oranges. That's a horse of a different color. We're talking about finances for schools, which are not run by the state and the city and the county.
Let me ask you this question. Suppose someone served in the military, discharged honorably, they want to use their GI Bill to go to college, and they choose to go to Jacksonville University, JU. Would you be opposed to that?
No, because they earned that. when you go out on the battlefield and you face bullets and bombs and all that stuff.
Wait. What if you didn't go on the battlefield? You just signed up.
No, they're still. I get it, you know.
Not everybody goes on the battlefield, let's be honest.
That's true.
That's not a put down of the military.
They still signed up for.
Yeah. But then, okay, so the GI, I don't have a problem with sending them. Taxpayers, what if I, well, okay, he has this say, what about my say? I don't have any kids, but you can take my taxpayer dollars and fund charter schools. What if it's the best result?
Yeah.
What are we investing in,
the school system or the kids' futures?
Yeah, good question. Let's go to Jason. What's up, Jason?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
I think I have a missed opportunity for Mattel. I think they should come out with a line of dolls that have no gender whatsoever. And after you receive it from the store, then you have the opportunity to select the gender and the modifications you want, send it off to the factory for a couple $1,000s, and have that assigned to the doll. And then over the next remainder of the lifetime of the doll, you can provide it with all kinds of hormonal supplements to maintain its gender.
Man. Well, you got this one. Did you have that one written down?
No.
That's pretty good. What would
I don't write it down. I don't need verification that I said.
All right. I know. I'm with Matthew. All right, man. Appreciate the call. 831-0600. Here's some, okay. Folks, I am not. Here's some funny emails. How to write some of these down.
Okay.
Here's one. Let me see. The schools, daughters. I'm just looking at some people. Here's one from Tamara. She says, we could have the Lenny Curry staff dolls where they get promoted, but they have no education. Interesting one there. Have a T-shirt. Here's one. From Mallory. She says we could have the JEA Aaron Zahn CEO. He's the CEO of JEA doll on the and just says privatized JEA T-shirt. All right. Here's one from Wilton. He says, hey, why don't we have the Kareem Brown doll? Inmate 32256. Interesting one on that one. Here's one. Here's another one from Jason. We could have the Katrina Brown doll hanging out with a bottle of her barbecue sauce. See how well that would sell. Interesting one out there. 831-0600. 831-0600. 53 minutes after 8 a.m. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
On Butler Boulevard east at 95, there's been a wreck. 95 south at 8th Street, an accident. 10 east at Hammond Boulevard. There's a crash there causing backup.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
The left has gone apoplectic on impeachment of President Trump. If the so-called whistleblower's secondhand information of a call between the president and the president of Ukraine is correct, and if the president did suggest that U.S. military aid might be conditioned on Ukraine providing dirt on Joe Biden, that would be wrong. It might also be impeachable, but as numerous people have noted, impeachment is a political process, not a legal one. Democrats are taking a huge risk by pursuing it. The left has been trying to undo the election results since election night, 2016. Recall Peter Strzok's email to his lover Lisa Page about having an insurance policy should Hillary lose. That insurance policy is impeachment. The verdict on the Trump presidency should be up to voters as it was in 2016, not to partisan Democrats and their media allies. Everyone practicing hearsay under cover of anonymity should come forward and be put under oath. Let anyone guilty of wrongdoing be held accountable, but in the next election. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, Is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Friday nights are about to get fun again. WBOB will help you follow your favorite high school team this season with our Friday Night Score. Every Friday night, we'll keep you up to date on the score from your favorite teams, as well as the scores from your rivals. Enjoy the talk show. We'll keep an eye on the games for you. Friday Night Scoreboard, every Friday night on WBOB.
Today, partly cloudy in the morning. By afternoon, we'll have mostly sunny conditions and a high of 90. This evening, mostly clear with a low of 76. Right now, 73 here at WBOB.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9. Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
The reach of charter schools has expanded in certain communities. The unions have discovered that because our teachers are not unionized, that they are they have a fewer share of the market than they had before. And
that's Nina Reese. She's the president of the Public Charter Schools National Alliance. Here's one from Terry. I agree with your last caller, Dana. If he has a problem with taking taxpayer monies to fund a school of choice, pretty much he's arguing against privatization. Ed, I think some people may agree with him, but do we not outsource, quote, technically privatize some of our government services to public entities?
Yeah.
Or private entities. Yeah, he's exactly correct.
Absolutely, we do. Especially, you know, I can see the, you know, the principled argument, okay, this is the da-da-da. But if the private option, you know, is going to give a better outcome, why not at least let parents choose that if they want? They don't have to. But if they want to have that, you know, send their kids to a private school, if it's going to be less expensive and give them better grades, why not?
Here's one from Georgia. Ed, what's with all these union hacks to keep calling in that are against against charter schools? The reason why they're against it is because they don't want to unionize it out there. Here's one from Don. How about an armed forces Barbie in the uniform? Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
There's G.I. Joe already.
Here's another one from Shyla. She says, I don't think they did a lot of test patterns on this. I think that they just did it to be politically correct. Ed, I'm in the business of selling certain things like what Mattel does out of my local store. And we can afford, if a bigger item is going to sell, we know it's going to make so much money, we can have a smaller item knowing that it ain't going to sell. How about on that one there, Seb? And here's another one from Shelly. Ed, what disturbs me more about the morning show this morning is how much Roger is an expert on Ken and Barbie dolls. Wow.
I am not an expert.
I know. Hey, show this morning. Always a good issue outside of other issues out there.
Yeah.
Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, thanks so much for tuning in. Don't forget to catch the podcast, the Ed Dean Extra, right after the morning show. Just go to the website, WBOB.com. We throw in a bunch of issues into this pot. And we do, I mean, they don't take 20 minutes. It's about a 20-minute podcast, but it's very fast-paced. You will truly enjoy it. Thankful to God every day for the show. Thankful to all of you. We always can carry this conversation throughout the day. If you're bored, at WBOB.com. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., right here on Talk Radio WBOB.